Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
It's one of the few times I can wield my powers as a parent, and I'm going to. I said, Alex, you're not watching the game. That's not fair. I should move in with another family. I said, go move in with another family. 11-year-old should not be staying up till just about midnight. It's not happening. And that's where we are. We're now in a standoff where he's angry at me, I'm angry at him.
And you're going to deprive him of that?
That's right.
It's bad parenting.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
He's like Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct. It's all in my head now.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So what are we today, 645? Free range radio, right?
Free range radio.
I got to be honest, I wish it was, what's the thing we do on Friday?
It's funny that you said that, because I was hoping, I was thinking about throwing an impromptu roast.
Top of the morning.
An impromptu?
Top of the morning.
Impromptu. Yeah, I got a lot on my mind.
Because I have people I could roast away at.
Oh, let's roast today then.
Hang on. You want to roast over free range?
Why don't we do a combined? Like, it can be free range and a roast.
A free range roast.
Why don't we roast on the free range?
Omaha! Omaha!
So we're audibling here on the fly.
Yeah, like Yellowstone style.
RJ's head is exploding because he plans everything to a T, and now just on spur of the moment, we're like, no, we'll roast over free range.
But on the range, we'll roast.
Oh, absolutely. With a lot of roaming area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're out with the cattle, maybe, whatever it is.
645, a free-range roast. By the way, and I have zero interest at all, but I guess this is the championship of host sadness. The number one-seeded Michael Kay against the number three-seeded Don LaGreca. Early on, Don with a 3-1 lead, 75% to 25%.
You were wrong, and I love it.
But we knew this. We knew that everybody loved Don. So Don's now in the finals against Michael, and Don is the prohibitive favorite.
Grow up!
Yeah, I'm not interested. I mean, this is the fear would be that they actually take this seriously, and the show gets ripped apart, and then before you know what it's
I don't want to go five, deep into the 5
Stop
o'clock
it.
Hour.
Stop yourself.
Stop!
It's the Peter Rosenberg show. And then all the people that cheated for them will realize what they've done.
Oh, yeah. You have Rosenberg solo? How good would that be?
Oh, could you imagine their baseball season?
I would I would pay big money for a Rosenberg solo sports show.
Jabroni Pumpleduck.
You wind up with, like, so Roman Reigns.
Bills that's offensive what it would be. Coordinator Brian DeBoll.
Okay. Brian DeBoll. He thinks the Giants head coach is Brian DeBoll.
DeBoll and the Purple Birds.
Yeah.
Look, well, the Mets or the Yankees come in. The Rangers come in red hot. Got baseball on the mind with everything happening with Jacob DeGrom. And
wait, what was that from, RJ?
That was Rangers pregame, I believe, on Friday.
Wait, so Rangers pregame, Islanders Rangers, which thankfully we have mentioned zero of. Don leads off with the Mets and the Yankees and the Rangers pregame?
That was the open of Rangers pregame on Friday, I can confirm, yes.
Look, well, the Mets or the Yankees come in, the Rangers come in red hot. Got baseball on the mind with everything happening with Jacob DeGrom. And
I don't know that I've ever heard Don, like, overwhelmed. It felt like he didn't know what was happening there.
That felt like me doing a read where you just start, like, you get it all twisted up and you start laughing.
You just start laughing. You start giggling your way.
That reminded me of RJ. What's the other one where he's like, he played, was it the Eric Weddle cut?
Mm. He had Eric Weddle on, like, every single team.
On every team in the NFL, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, let's
Eric Weddle Here we go. Replied,
former Raven,
replied,
a current Raven,
replied, deaf, don't. Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now. He's a Charger. Oh, no, he's a Ram.
That's so good.
Peter's trying to talk the whole time.
The thing is, it's not like Don started that. I could see if he was on his own discussing it and he made these mistakes. He's like interjecting. Like someone else is talking about him and you're like, well, current Raven. Well, I mean, former Raven. I mean, former Charger. I mean, current Charger.
No,
I mean,
he's Chargers now.
That
former
is
Raven.
Like the
replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
How about Peter? He's a Charger.
Yeah. Peter would disagree with anything. He plays for the Purple Eagles. Yep, Purple Eagle player. Like, you could lead Peter. Peter's like the guy who, you didn't watch the game last night. You're at the water cooler. You're like, did you see Johnson with the three? Johnson with the three, yeah. Big shot there. Big shot there.
Hey, he's on the Chargers.
He's on. Let me hear it one more time. They'll move on. One more time.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
See, that's very underrated in that. Because he keeps interrupting Peter. All right, Peter's trying to go on, and he keeps interrupting him. And then secondly, he's like, current Charger. Yeah, he's a Charger.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. The Ravens.
Yeah, he's a Charger.
Lowe becomes so the good. First player to hit two
it's
opposite.
It's not
field.
Lowe, it's Lau.
Michael's disdain in that is he's so angry. Oh, my goodness. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, Rick, the Mets starting rotation, I don't think, and I hope to be right with this one, I don't think that the Scherzer injury is going to be that debilitating that he's going to miss that much time, if any at all. But it's just the fact that you hear about DeGrom, he's going to miss time, and now Scherzer's hurt as well. It doesn't put you in good, I guess, good spirits for the start of the Mets season.
No, of course not. I mean, there was, and it's funny because I was thinking about this Friday after the show when we were talking baseball, and you know we have the Yankees fans that call in, they're upset with the offseason, you know, coming off a season where they won 92 games, and we're sitting here as Mets fans after, an embarrassment. I don't know a better way to describe what happened last season. It was an embarrassment.
Last season was embarrassing, yes.
But we won what? 77 games?
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here talking about, we get this team in the playoffs. Everyone feels like it's a playoff team. Get them in the playoffs. And with this rotation, those top three, forget it. No one's going to want to see us. And then you blink, and the Grom's out for at least a month before we can start throwing again. And now Scherzer, who you brought in as, your security.
As the horse, right?
The horse. But again, that's the risk you run when you sign a guy that's going to be 38 in July, and now he's dealing with a slight hamstring issue.
Right. So Mets with some injuries, and obviously that's a little bit concerning, but the DeGrom one is the one that, because Scherzer's going to be back at some point, right?
Yeah.
Even if he misses a start, I can't imagine this is going to wind up in an injured list kind of a situation, but
which
he's not going to be out for long.
But again, which is fine. In the grand scheme of things, is fine. I know it's opening day, and everybody gets all fired up from opening day.
Right.
It's not even at Citi Field. And oh, by the way, the guy had dead arm last year in the playoffs.
Correct. So if he misses a start, if he goes on the IL and doesn't come back till April 23rd, whatever, it's not that big a deal. I do understand why the Mets fan is freaking out. Because you have DeGrom and God knows the length of this injury, right? And this is they found something. It's a legitimate injury. So I understand why the Mets fan is upset about this because I've said this to you, and I think you feel the same way. You never know with DeGrom. Like, you have the most beautiful piece of jewelry, but now it feels like you can never wear it. Like, he is so good. He's at a different level than every other pitcher in baseball and maybe every other pitcher we've seen for decades now at this point. But you never know if and when he's going to be healthy.
This is what happens, though, man. I mean, with the DeGrom is, I mean, he's a Lamborghini. I mean, he is a high performance sports car. And when you have a high performance sports car, they're in the shop a lot.
A lot.
And that's been the case. Second half of last season, and it was, I mean, again, it worked its way down his right side last year, and it ends up being, ultimately his elbow. Which maybe is the reason now he's dealing with a stress reaction, which is code for a stress fracture in his scapula. I'll tell you what scares me the most is because of how hard he throws, right? So I had a bunch of stress reactions, fractures in my pelvis, right? And I had no idea what it was, had all this pain, whatever. Finally, they, after a million tests, they come to the conclusion, okay, you have stress fractures in your pelvis, because the way you go down in butterflies and splits and everything else, the muscle, so your groin muscles, have now pulled at the bone so much that they've created stress fractures, which is similar to what's happened with him. So he's throwing, and now the muscles are pulling at the bone, so now he's got the stress reaction in his shoulder. What scares me about that is, and I know it's not common and pitchers have dealt with it, but there's also the pitchers that we're talking about, you know, Waka, they don't throw 101 miles an hour.
No, no, you know what the thing is? Nobody does.
This is like uncharted territory.
Right? Nobody does what he does. Nobody throws 101 miles an hour on 3, 4, 5 pitches in a row. No one's able to do it. Right? It's not something he is, for lack of a better term, the unicorn in the way he's able to pitch. And I've heard a lot of, and you've said this too, and I think this is easier said than done, of, well, just dial it back. Just don't. I mean, come on. When you were in the NHL and you're playing goal, and if they said to you, you'll preserve yourself for longer if you don't do this, when it gets heat of the moment, that's much easier said than done.
Well, yeah. Again, and that's why you don't really know. Like, there's plenty of times where, you know, preseason, whatever it is, spring training, you feel good, and then all of a sudden your first game, you know, you don't, because it's just, you can't replicate what it's like to play a regular season game as opposed to practice or exhibition. So you're not wrong. And I mean, I think it was the K Show on Friday, maybe, that they asked somebody. It was Buster. They asked Buster.
You know what? I have that audio here for you.
Let's hear from that audio.
Yeah, we'll hear from the audio. Here is Buster Olney discussing, is there a possibility of DeGrom dialing it back from the K Show on Friday?
I asked a bunch of people that question this winter, and some people who know DeGrom, and they basically said it would be like asking a zebra to change his stripes. They talk about how, you know, DeGrom is so competitive, and he's trained his body to try to throw as hard as he possibly can. And so to ask him to dial back, they think that not only would it raise questions of physiology, would he be at more risk if all of a sudden, you know, he was trying to, you know, lay back a little bit? Would that put him actually at more risk of an injury? But they just don't think that that's in his makeup. You know, he's a Lamborghini, and he's not going off-road. They just say he's too competitive.
I understand it, and I know there's a lot of people listening to this probably become frustrated with that. When you get into the heat of battle, it's hard to say, I'm better than this guy, and I can throw it 101, and there's nothing he can do about it. And not to use that chip, it's very difficult.
Yeah, you're right, especially last year. I mean, I think he... Now, this is what happens. Now, I've never been in the midst of, you know, a historic season, but for all the guys that say they don't pay attention and they're not, you know, I don't read this and I don't listen to this and I'm not really paying attention to stats and everything else, that may be the case early on, but all of a sudden you get involved in a season or a start like Jacob DeGrom had, and how could you not buy into it? Like, you're in the process of having maybe the greatest season ever. Of course, you're going to get his best stuff every single time, because he realizes, I mean, he has the potential to make history here, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was a Bob Gibson kind of season that he was on the verge of having last year, and it got ripped away. And he hasn't been right since, and now he's going to miss.
He had a 108 ERA, Dave.
No, it's crazy. We went through it on Friday. What do you allow, like 11 earned runs? So what would you sign for right now? I tell you, get healthy Jake. I'm going to offer you healthy, back in the rotation, June 21st. Do you take it?
Yeah, I take it. I just want him healthy for the most important part of the season.
Right.
Especially if we get Scherzer back. I think we have enough depth. They're looking to make a move. I mean, they were going to trade. I mean, they're going to take on Hosmer's money to bring in Paddock. So, I mean, they're considering adding another arm. But, I mean, this is – you got to look at the long term here, as opposed to now just being focused on, oh, we had no DeGrom for at least a month not throwing, and then Scherzer's going to miss opening day. It doesn't matter. Like, Scherzer missing opening day doesn't matter.
No, because if Scherzer misses what's it going to be, one start? So if he doesn't pitch on April 7th, he'll pitch on April 12th or 13th.
Well, he's going to miss more than one start throughout the course of the season. He's almost 38 years old.
But again, see, here's the thing. You're the Mets. You got to be like the parent, right? No, big picture, long term, that's what we're in here for. When you're the fan, I understand getting wrapped up in the, oh my God, same day DeGrom, next day Scherzer. I understand that, how that's frustrating, though. I do.
I wonder, too, though. I'm sitting here looking at Jake's career, and number of games started.
Yeah.
And like what he's been able to do, you heard Buster talk about how he's, you know, he's trained his body to throw the ball as hard as he can. It doesn't even look like he's trying to make himself do it, but he just does it like he's that good. But from 2016 to 2020, he went from 93, almost 94 miles an hour average fastball to almost 99, 98.7.
His average fastball is like the average is 99.
99.
Do you understand how insane that is?
Yes.
That's like reliever stuff when you come in and you throw, you know, 16 pitches and try to get three outs.
That's it.
That's not over 6 1/3 innings.
No.
That's not normal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So Sean Manaea, real good lefty pitcher with the Oakland A's, gets dealt to the Padres. I guess the Yankees weren't involved at all. Did you see Twitter with the Yankees not being involved in a big-time pitcher being dealt? They are up in arms. Rick, they don't want to trade any of their elite young prospects. They don't want to, and I think it's pretty obvious they're not going to.
No, not for someone that's going to be a rental, no. No, that's clear. I mean, you could have got Matt Olson to play first base for you.
Right.
Which is a foundational piece that, I mean, you saw what the Braves did with him.
They locked him up immediately.
Into a very team-friendly contract, by the way.
Well, that's what you can do.
So yeah, I get they're frustrated. I understand it. I mean, Severino had a good start, which is a positive. I think they need another arm in their rotation. I do.
I agree with you, but I guess, see, here's the thing. People are so angry and feel like they've been, you know, led down a path that they weren't going to be led down with the Yankees, that they have time, right? The Yankees don't have to do this today.
No.
But it kind of feels like everyone is so up in arms over this that all of a sudden, if a big-time arm gets dealt and the Yankees aren't on the other end of that, receiving end of getting that guy, that the fan base is going to freak out.
Yeah, but this is an accumulation, though. You understand that.
Oh, I absolutely do.
They didn't. They weren't in on Manaea, right? Like, I mean, they have questions about their rotation. I mean, the Mets find out that DeGrom is going to miss, you know, be shut down for a month. Scherzer's dealing with the tight hamstring, and we instantly hear that they're in on a deal with the Padres to add an arm.
Right. Now, maybe you didn't like the arm, or maybe you didn't like bringing on the contract to Hosmer or whatever it was, or trading Dom Smith, but at least you know the Mets are trying to remedy the problem that's at hand right now.
Yeah, and it's also different, though, right? Like, I mean, Dom Smith doesn't really right now have a place to play, and he wants to, you know, have a shot to be a regular, like a full-time first baseman somewhere. So I understand that. It's not like trading. I mean, Dom Smith is a different, you know, is a different situation than a Volpe, right?
Absolutely.
Like there's no real long-term plan for Dom Smith here because Pete Alonso's your first baseman.
But you're telling me you wouldn't, and I know what Manaea has done after this year, but you wouldn't be very, very happy signing him to a long-term deal if you're the Yankees?
No, I would. But I think the other thing Brian Cashman is probably doing, I mean, if you want to take him at his word and he's, you know, he thinks this team can compete for, you know, compete for a championship, because that's the goal, right? Is that you always have the deadline. So rather than start, you know, unloading prospects now, you see how the team does, and if you want to give them that boost at the deadline, which he did last year, then that's when you decide to do it.
Yeah, and you have time.
Or you're saving up for Castillo, maybe. I mean, I would rather Castillo than Manaea.
Fair enough, but you know, you have time. I mean, the Yankees are going to be fine up until they decide to pull the trigger on trade for the pitcher.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But again, we're talking about, you know, a fan base that wanted Freddie Freeman or Matt Olson or Carlos Correa
and got
Corey Seager.
Listen, I understand.
Trevor Story.
I'm just trying to say, without freaking out, every time a guy is traded and you guys freaking out, oh, I can't believe this happened or that happened and we weren't involved, it's a long season. We just had the same discussion with Scherzer, right? If he misses a start or two or three, it's not the end of the world. not being involved in a trade in late March, early April, when you have a long time to go, not the end of the world.
No, I understand that. But it's still, like, you still, as far as a lot of Yankees fans are concerned, you still really haven't solved a problem that may rear its head in the most important, you know, portion of the season.
Correct.
Like, through the regular season, okay. But, I mean, more Yankees fans are focused on, okay, we're sick and tired of not being in a World Series. Like, we want to make a run to, at the very least, a World Series. You know, how does our pitching stack up? And right now they're pitching, I mean, it's outside of Garrett Cole, who last time we saw him wasn't very good.
Right. There's a lot of question marks, right? There's Montgomery. There's Tyone. There's Severino. It's Cortez.
Can he duplicate that?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Can Cortez be as good as he was last? I don't know.
A lot of question marks. By the way, this is very exciting. I think you'll feel the same way. Guess who's going to be on the Michael Kay Show today at 5 o'clock?
Michael Kay Show today at 5
Michael
o'clock.
You want a hint?
I think I know this.
What?
I saw it. I know it.
Yes. All right.
Aaron Boone.
Yep.
What?
Aaron Boone, 5 o'clock on the Kay Show. So let me see if I have this now. Season starts Thursday, Monday, 5 o'clock. Aaron Boone on the Kay Show. How beautiful is that?
Oh, I mean, how could you wouldn't want it any other way.
You wouldn't want it any other way.
If the show still exists by this afternoon.
What do you mean with the LaGreca K matchup here? I don't care.
Very little interest so far, and Don is just laying it on Michael right now.
Yeah. I think the only chance we had of stopping Don was either me in that second round or you here in the finals.
See, you know what happens, though? Like, and you know how much I love Michael. And he kids. Like, he's like, you know, a lot of people don't like me. Everyone loves Don. But I think a piece of him...
No, that's
like,
true.
No, I know. But now it's like that. You can say it and you believe it until now all of a sudden you see it.
Shut up, you big baby!
So you think when he pops on today... He's on the show today, right?
This is like the photo, Dave. This is like the photo. Now you see it. The video.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he sure does.
Right in his face. Forever.
Right
this
in his face.
It.
Well, maybe it'll turn around. Listen, you started out with a comfortable lead over Kay, and it slowly trickled back in your favor, his favor. So maybe the same thing happens here.
Yeah, I don't know. This feels different, though.
It does feel different. Oh, my God. It must be nice to be Don, don't you think?
That's amazing, man.
Everyone adores this guy.
Everyone loves
entertain
him.
Me, clowns.
Everyone.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy, but usually, I mean, how many people are good guys who a lot of people can't stand them?
Good for me!
A lot of people.
Oh, there's plenty.
Like he's not opinionated.
Yeah, he's opinionated, but he's passionate. People appreciate the passion. Like he really plays up, I'm the everyman.
Yeah, but I'm passionate.
It's true. I have an indoor pool.
I'm opinionated.
Well, I think it's different, though. I think you're at a different level, though. Like, I mean, it goes, there's like a certain point where it's like maybe enough is enough.
It's a psychotic level.
Yes.
Nah,
that you've
know.
Now people, bred into your poor 11-year-old.
People clearly like him more than me. Anyhow, the point of bringing that up was that Aaron Boone on the K Show today, 5 o'clock. Let's go to Rob in North Salem. Rob, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I just want to say real quick, I'm really upset that neither one of you guys are in the final. This is terrible, man. This is just terrible. I would have loved to see not even just a tattoo, but come on, man. I just want to see you guys in the finals. Your guys' drops were great, but it's just upsetting. It's very upsetting. I'm very upsetting.
I agree with you. I think it's upsetting. I think it's more like criminal. I think what happened in the matchup with me and Don last week was grotesque.
Exactly. Well, you know what's amazing, though, Rob? I'll tell you what's amazing. Is that Don has somehow made himself so well-liked that people just look past the fact that he's just a sports fraud.
It's true.
It should be
it's
called
true.
Out for
And they look past the cheating. They look past the cheating, Rick. It's crazy. I just wanted to say, though, real quick, it was something I was debating with some of my I'm 32, but my, like, really diehard friends, they're, like, a lot older than me. It's weird. But anyway, I have a couple of friends that real diehard Mets fans for years. And I brought up just a comment, like, Do you guys, like, think maybe we should consider making, like, DeGrom maybe? Not, like, maybe, like, the closer or just trying him late in any
game
that, like,
no.
just keeps breaking down. And some of them said we should try it, and some of them said absolutely not. So
absolutely
I just wanted to
not.
See what you guys thought about it.
For me, it's an absolutely not.
Absolutely not, no.
And he's not going to want that.
No, of course not.
He's a starter. It's what he's been.
Well, he already told you, man. He's opted out.
Right. So you pay how much you pay a high line starter? 35, 40, 45
million?
Well,
no, he'll be over. I mean, if things went the way he thought, he's going to make it over 40.
Right. And how much would a big time, you know, reliever get?
What does Chapman make, like 18?
Yeah. So, no. The answer would be an emphatic no.
Here's the other thing, though. The beauty of having a Jacob deGrom, too, is, I mean, he's supposed to rest your bullpen, right? I mean, that's the beauty of having a guy like him and Scherzer. You know, back of your rotation, maybe you get, especially now with analytics and everything else, you get five, and now we're into our bullpen, and then all of a sudden deGrom's in the mound, who we're not dealing with analytics with him because he's a stud,
right.
And he goes
and
out pitches
105
seven.
Pitches, big spot, you're looking at seven innings. So, no. The answer to that, I think it's a nice call. It's a good talking point, but the answer is... absolutely not.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Some sad news, though. Nobody, not one person for the Free Range Roast is lined up to get on with the segment. Not one. I blame you.
Well, what do you mean? There's plenty of time here.
Well, plenty of time, but there's no one here. Like, usually I like to kind of, you know, look and see who it is and see what they would like to roast or free range with, and that's
I have
not
two anyway.
At all.
I have two anyway.
You have two?
I have two, yeah.
I have a big one.
Did you hear what happened? I was listening to Anita's show on Saturday. I was in the car. Did you hear what happened to Anita?
No. I was at an 11U lacrosse tournament.
So. Okay, so apparently Anita...
That was my show that she was filling in on.
I realized that, yeah. So apparently Anita... was looking for a handyman because she needed some things around her apartment fixed, like the microwave and some things fixed. So someone put her in touch with a handyman. So the handyman shows up, comes to the apartment, looks around, says, okay, I can take care of that, and that, no problem. And she says, well, I bought myself a scooter. You know how she likes to scooter her way around?
Yeah.
But it's still in the box. I can't put it together. Can you, could you think you could put it together for me too? Guy's like, yeah, no problem. I can put the scooter together. So he said, I'll be back in a couple days to fix all the stuff, you know, around the apartment. And she said, well, can I give you the scooter now so when you come back?
So that's, so she never heard from the guy again.
Yeah. Stole the scooter.
He stole the scooter and now he's gone MIA.
Yeah. Now he's on the lam.
He's on the lam.
Yeah.
On the scooter.
On the scooter.
So he is scooting his way somewhere in Jersey as we speak.
Yeah.
Now, couple things. Firstly, whoever recommended this, and I'll use, you know, air quotes, handyman.
Thief, yep.
Needs to be admonished by Anita.
Correct.
Right? This is a friend that has I got a great handyman.
That's not a real friend.
That's not a real friend, firstly. No. Secondly, this guy had big money waiting on the other side of, you're going to fix this. Anita knows a lot of people. There's probably something down the road, you know, with other people. If you do a good job, Anita probably continues to bring you back, and you throw it all up in flames for a scooter?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, it's a fancy scooter. It goes 25 miles an hour. Like, how much am I getting to fix the
defend the criminal?
Well, no, I'm not defending the criminal.
That's the side of this you're going to take?
No, but if you got me fixing the handle on the microwave and a couple other things, like, what am I getting paid as opposed to I could just have this expensive scooter?
No, there's not a chance that, like, this guy's daughter is in the hospital with COVID. Like, we know factually that he is gone for good with the scooter.
She said on the air, I have a bunch of friends that are cops. This isn't going to turn out well for this person. Like that.
Wow, she's.
They're already
she's,
looking
you,
for him.
You think the police are like lifting up boxes and looking for a man with a scooter?
Now you're gonna swing it.
That's what you really like. With all going on in the world, that these police officers are looking for a scooter thief.
They are on the hunt. Yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you, not only do I love the fact you brought that to my attention, I would like periodic updates of how this is going.
Yeah, I'm intrigued now. Big stones, too, by the way. That's big stones to go to someone's apartment. Go, I'll fix that, and then just keep the scooter and never call back.
He's disgusting, but in some strange, sadistic way, I kind of love this guy.
He's a genius.
Right? Maybe that's what he does. He goes in, he quotes you a great price, and then you're like, oh, by the way, can you just bring this home and have it with you when you come back? Sure, I can. And then that's it. And then he's gone for good.
Well, or you're saying to himself, I mean, the best case scenario is I make a couple hundred bucks here fixing these things around the house, or I could just either keep the scooter or sell it for however much that costs.
Parts. People that scooter is like Johnny Five. It's in like 1,000 different parts right now.
Now, the scooter market right now is hot, I heard.
I have a big one. Very, very hot. 1-800-919-3776. You know what I love about these guys? I want to get to this Yankee story in a minute with Carlos Beltran, is they tell us all the time, don't say this, be careful with that, don't do this. Yet they lead us down a very slippery slope a lot. I have a big...
All right, sports! Sports!
Right? Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but for them, it's like it's a drop, and it's you saying it, so it's your fault.
Right. But it's very hypocritical of them, I think.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid I say anything remotely like that, I get dropped. Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh.
That's so good.
Listen, I think now you probably feel a little more free. Diana Taurasi might have changed the game for you, Rick.
She changed it for herself. I'll still get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't do some of the stuff. All right,
I show up on the point. Start talking about inches. I get dragged off.
All right, now 1-800-919-3776. The morning roast free range style, or maybe it's free range radio with a twist of the morning roast. Either way you look at it, 1-800-919-3776. Before we get there, I just want to quickly touch on this. We can get back to this in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Did you hear who's going to be on center stage tonight with Michael Kay?
Carlos Beltran.
Maybe it's me being cynical. Maybe you'll agree. Maybe you won't. So Carlos Beltran apparently will go on. There's quotes, which I'll read a couple for you.
Well, you understand why. But you understand why, too.
Well, here's my take. Carlos Beltran now doesn't have to sit and answer a million questions from reporters. He goes into a safe space with Michael Kay on center stage. And Carlos Beltran, did you think he wasn't going to admit something? He's on the Yankees network now. Did you think that he would say we did nothing wrong? I don't know. I don't like the looks of this at all.
But, I mean, you just outlined it. It's exactly, I mean, this is why he did it. It's a safe space. He knows what he's going to be asked. He can craft his answers.
Right.
He works for Yes now.
This is exactly my point.
Everyone involved is back in baseball but him at that level. I mean obviously the GM's not, but Cora's back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he wants to. I mean, he was going to be the Mets manager. I'm sure it's something he wants to get back involved with.
I'm sure he does. So you're just going to, I don't know. It feels like I would have a lot more respect in this situation if he said, you know what? First day, I'll stand out there. I'll take a media scrum. Ask me whatever you want. He could have given these same answers. It feels like he didn't.
But it's not as comfortable though. But it's you.
Well,
know, it's
okay,
not
but
as
is it about being comfortable?
Well, for him, yeah, because now the answers are out there, and he has exactly what he's going to say. He'll see how people react to it, and now if he gets asked similar questions, he has the answers ready.
Well, so do you think it's wrong of me to not like this?
No.
I don't like
it. But this is what happens, though. I mean, this is in just not just this. I mean, this is what happens.
I understand. And what did you think he was going to say? You didn't think that he was going to apologize and tell the Yankees? And he's on Yes, Yankees Entertainment and Sports Network. Of course, this is what he's going to do. He says, we did cross the line. We all did what we did. Looking back today, we were wrong. I wish I would have asked more questions about what we were doing.
See, I don't believe that. They know exactly what they're doing. He goes on to say that we just thought we were doing it better and more efficient than everybody else.
Right.
Which is what I told you.
And then he says, I wish the organization would have said to us, hey, man, what you guys are doing, we need to stop this. He had no idea that wasn't okay. The organization needed to step in.
Baseball wasn't stopping people from taking steroids, and they knew everyone was taking steroids because it was good for business. You think the Astros that keep winning are going to be like, hey, you guys should stop that. No, of course not. They got to keep their championship. Beltran was the one player named as part of the, is the mastermind behind this whole thing.
Right. So he gets all the blame. I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, you talk about a safe space. So it's on tape. So if you say something that you really feel badly about or you didn't craft it the way you wanted, we eliminate that from the program.
Well,
right?
But not even that, though. You know going in what the question's going to be like. You don't know if you're in a scrum with that. I mean, someone could catch you with a question that just catches you off guard. You have no idea
how to
answer.
But that's what I want. I want truthful, honest answers.
That's not how this works, though.
Well,
spin control doesn't
like
work
it.
Like that.
I don't like it. And what did you think he was going to say?
Michael Kay is the Yes Network's Oprah Winfrey right now. You sit down with Oprah.
I don't have an issue with
Kay. And you, no, I don't either. I'm trying to give him a compliment. That's big time praise.
Absolutely it is. And he does a great job on these interviews. But my point is, what did you think he was going to say? You think he was going to sit there with Michael and that they were going to, you know, ask him these questions? Be like, listen, I did nothing wrong? No, you knew this is what he was going to do.
He was going to pull a Correa?
The network.
You pull a Correa? We didn't cheat. We're better than you all.
We did nothing wrong. You know what? I'd do it again.
And Derek Jeter stinks.
Yeah. I'd actually respect that.
No, he wasn't going to do that.
Of course he wasn't. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Free range roasting this morning. By the way, before we get there, this is being brought to my attention. Aaron Boone will have a very special announcement during the interview with Kay and the guys at 5 o'clock today. Big news! Jazz hands! So I think you're going to
Aaron Judge
to
is
that.
The new captain of the New York Yankees.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the big news is, but I tell you what, 5 o'clock today, I'm gonna tune in to find out.
Maybe he found a need a scooter.
You know what? Very possible.
Breaks that news.
I have a big one. Before I start telling you about everything with the Yankees and the pitching and the lineup and whether we're okay without Correa and all that stuff, I found a scooter just sitting here on the corner of the block, and I don't know whose it was.
I wrestled this man to the ground on a scooter that was yes. out of control.
I would fight him to the death for this beautiful scooter.
It's like it's like the Seinfeld when Costanza was the marine biologist, and I reached down.
At the moment, I was a marine biologist. By the way, did you hear the sad news this weekend?
I did.
That George's mom passed away?
I know.
93, which is
I've been watching a lot of Seinfelds lately.
You've been watching?
Yeah. I love that show. I was watching the one the other day where Kramer was down in Florida with Jerry's parents, and he's trying to take over the leadership of the community.
Oh, I love it. As a puppet, right?
Yes.
Oh, so good. Yeah, so Estelle Harris, very sad, passes away at the age of 93. But that's a long life.
Yeah, she had a nice run.
Yeah, that's a long life. All right, let's go, RJ and Raymond. Little free-range roasting.
It's unpredictable.
I saw a picture of his body. Oof.
It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It's free range radio.
Fully naked. Naked.
And it starts right now.
All right, now free range radio brought to you by Jackpocket. So you'll appreciate this. We'll get right to the calls after. 1-800-919-3776. You can go free range where you bring the topic of your choice, or you can roast.
Top of the morning.
Whatever you'd like. So I had my big fantasy draft last night, which you guys made fun of me for last week. Took forever. How long do you think it took? Fantasy baseball would decapitate you.
What time did it start?
5 o'clock.
I would say probably 2.5 hours.
RJ, you have a guess?
Oh, 4 hours and 38 minutes.
Wow. Raymond, would you like to play the feud?
I didn't listen to the other two, so I'm just going to take a stab in the dark.
6 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And a half. It ended at 11:30.
No, that's too much. Yeah, you need to get out of that league.
And you complained that we made fun of you?
That sounds like one of our phone calls with the bosses. You can't have that.
And fantasy baseball would decapitate you. But here's the reason that I
thought of you
last night.
Decapitate myself if I had to be in a draft for 6 hours.
So this thing was going on and on.
The NFL draft doesn't last 6 hours.
Not the first round, it doesn't. You're correct. So it's going on and on and on. I'm like, God, I got to find another pitcher here. So I start scouring like the bottom of the pitchers, and guess who I rolled across? Bubich.
I don't know. Why don't you? Who?
Bubich.
You got the Bubich, huh?
Well, I didn't get the Bubich, but I was looking at the lower list. So as I'm sitting there, 5 hours in, exhausted, dehydrating, all these things are happening, I passed by Bubich and I just started to giggle.
I can't imagine that the people in this draft got much Bubich as high school kids. If you're going to sit through a 6 hour baseball draft.
See, it's too much for you. You don't understand.
No, that's too much for anybody. That's ridiculous.
Again, it's people like you that give the people that enjoy fantasy sports a bad name. You wouldn't understand. You couldn't understand. It goes beyond your depth.
Yeah, I don't want to understand that.
Good. Well, we don't want you. The fantasy baseball community does not want you. All right, let's go. You said you had multiple roasts or free ranges this morning.
I have three potential roasts now.
Three?
Yeah, you're on the list.
No, how dare you? It always goes back to me.
Well, no. First of all, you shouldn't be sitting through a six-hour draft. That's too much.
All
That's
right,
ridiculous.
All right.
Put your
enough.
Foot down.
Enough. You know what? I don't need you to sit here and judge me or the 13 other people in the draft. What I'd like
you
now
just made the list.
Is for
that's,
you.
That's
to...
loser. That's loser baseball. Is what that is.
All right. Go ahead.
Losers. Other thing is, you got to let Alex watch the game tonight. You can't be a hypocrite. It's bad parenting. You'll embarrass yourself because Duke lost. You can't take it out on your son now.
Because he's excited. The beauty of being a parent. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, you're being a bad guy. Okay, here's the first legit roast. This was as bad as it gets. Keith Yandles, 35 years old, has played 989 consecutive games. 989 consecutive games. There's only been 357 players to play 1,000, period. 1,000-plus games, period. He's played 989 consecutive, 11 away from playing 1,000, and they healthy scratch him. Because we want to take a look on the Flyers.
Let's go one further here. Are they competing for a playoff spot?
No, they're not even close. They're one of the worst teams.
Like, their games are as meaningless as meaningless gets.
Irrelevant. And you signed him. You signed him. You knew you were going to deal with this Iron Man streak. We want to take a look at the young players. It's 11. You're 11 games
away. That's awful.
And be done with it.
If you were battling for a playoff spot, I could take the other side to your roast here. But you are irrelevant. Why would you not dress him?
They've won 22 games.
Yeah, it's grotesque. It really is. All right, we roast away. 1-800-919-3776. Callers begin to line up here. Let's go to Kristen Butler. Chris, you roast. You're up on 98.7.
Good weekend. I know the roast is on Friday, but I'm so hot under the collar. If I don't roast Mike Krzyzewski today, I would have a tan by Friday. I'm so sick of this guy up there. Guys, I'm sorry. It's not about me. It's about the kids, with his crocodile tears. Thank God he's retiring, because his ego wouldn't fit inside the gym next year. I'm done with this guy.
Wow. I don't know. So I guess my question would be, what could he have done that you would say? If he goes up there, Rick, and says, you know what? Forget about Boncaro. Forget about Mark Williams. This was about me. Focus on me. What is he supposed to do?
No, he's. I mean, I get what he's saying, though. I mean, because it is. I mean, it's about Coach K too. As much as he wants to say it's about the kids, it's about him. I mean, that's the big story. Yeah, your team's in the Final Four and with the chance to get to the national championship, but it's also your last hurrah as one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, it was. But I thought he was kind. I thought he was generous to the players. Like, I don't know what you're looking for from him. I really don't. I think that's an unfair roast.
It was going to naturally, but it was going to naturally be about him. That was
the
big
biggest story.
Yep.
He's the biggest story. All right, you ready? I got this, and this just annoys me. It annoys me. Now, I want the caveat. I don't have an issue with you liking it. I'm not going there. But if you consider yourself to be a sports fan, a fan of sports, and you chose to watch the wrestling on Saturday night over Duke and North Carolina, hand in your sports card and just admit that you don't really care about sports, you are a complete and utter fraud. I'm not saying that you tape the WrestleMania or you watch it on delay or whatever. Fine. You like it? Fine. That's up to you. If you are choosing to watch it over, because you need to watch the wrestling live, if you're choosing to watch it over the college basketball and one of, if not the biggest game in the history of the sport, you are not really, in actuality, a fan of sports.
This is an awful take by you.
It's a brilliant take.
It's an awful take by you.
Brilliant.
It's still college basketball. You can't say that you're a fraud as a sports fan, period, if you don't want to watch college basketball.
Well, no, if you don't want... No, because this had so much... This was not just college basketball. This was the drama. This was it for Coach K. This had rivalry attached. This had everything. If you didn't watch this game, then you're saying, I'm not a sports fan, is what you were saying. A big announcement. Big, juicy announcement is what it was.
I disagree with that.
Well, you're wrong.
I disagree with it. I mean, you can't pay people as not sports fans because they don't watch college basketball.
I can paint them up and down with broad strokes is what I can do. Paint them
go
like
to the, go to the next roast, please. I don't even know where to go with that one.
Because you're overwhelmed at the genius of
I'll
that
tell you
roast.
What, though. Pat McAfee put on a show.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Ronald in Queens. Ronald, you're on the roast.
Yeah, I want to roast myself. I called you guys last week about the Mets, and I said I can't buy in because every time DeGrom puts the ball in his hand, I get worried, and then exactly the very next day, it happens. So I'm going to roast myself, and I'm going to turn in my Mets fan card for a couple of days until I earn my spot back. I'm roasting myself.
Nice.
That's self-awareness at its finest right there, David.
A very high level of self-awareness. I would agree. Absolutely. RJ, you want to roast?
I would, actually.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself this weekend before you brought this up that we're going to do this today. People that are in public on their phones with the phone on speakerphone by themselves. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why. Maybe I'm missing something. Am I missing something?
Maybe it's just easier for them to hear it.
No, but
they don't want the radiation in their head, maybe?
Yeah, maybe they don't want brain cancer.
Do you think that's it?
So
you
I think probably.
So you think that's the place to draw the line rather than holding the phone in your hand for 17 hours a day?
I think so.
or in your pocket or yep, everywhere.
I think so.
Maybe I'm missing something. I can't figure it out.
So you saw someone that just had their phone on a very high volume and it interrupted your walk down 3rd Avenue and now you're roasting people about that?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, if someone's holding the phone in their hand, that's like ear level for RJ.
Yeah, here we go.
By the way, another roast for you, because this is the kind of bad guy that you are. Luckily, you do reads for Mako, because I almost got an uh-oh. You said, I hope you get into a fender bender.
That's right.
What happened to me almost yesterday at CVS?
Someone almost dinged your car.
Someone almost backed directly into my car.
That's what I'm looking for to happen. It's a shame it didn't happen.
Take that back now.
No, you know what? I will not. I'll tell you what.
No.
Take back you telling me that my roast was awful, and I will now take back wanting you to get into a fender bender.
All right, your roast wasn't awful.
Okay. I hope
take it back.
If you'd be quiet for a second, I will. I hope you don't get into a fender bender. I don't want anybody to accidentally ding your car.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay? 1-800-919-3776. RJ, can we take one more, or do we have to be done here?
Oh, I see why he wants to take one. You know exactly why he wants to take one now.
Why?
Why? Because I'm going to get roasted. You want to kill the clock. People will die so I could get roasted.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Marco, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
I'd like to roast Rick and everyone at ESPN for thinking Zach Wilson's going to be a good quarterback. I don't know what makes you think that. No one spoke about it until 12 days before the draft. It seems like his Mormon family greased Mel Kiper to move up the boards. And all you guys say, he has a great arm. Everyone in the league has a great arm. That's why they're a quarterback in the NFL.
Blind faith, buddy. Blind faith. That's all we have because we have no choice.
That's right. I don't know that he really believes it, but I think he wants and needs to believe it.
I have no choice. What's my choice?
You got no choice. Yeah, I think it's a terrible roast.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.